Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. This is Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Aaron Gernis. Our guest today is Rhonda White, owner of Rondi Creations, a new business here on the west side of the town square in Knoxville. And Rhonda, you have a background here in Knoxville. Why don't you explain kind of where you come from and what you are doing here now on the square?
Okay. I'm originally from Des Moines, and we moved here 8 years ago. And I worked at the high school for almost 8 years in the guidance office. I was a secretary and loved working at the school, and I loved working with the kids, but I also loved to craft. So I've had an online shop for at least 2 years, and so I felt it was time to leave the school, and my husband actually surprised me with this shop. So we went ahead and went with it, and we've been remodeling it for 2 months, and I just opened last Saturday, so I do welcome everyone to please come and see what I've made. Everything in my shop is handmade. I have glass tile pendants, Scrabble tile pendants. I like to upcycle stuff. I even make things out of pop can tabs. Just anything that I can see that's interesting, I will make it. So I also welcome custom orders. If you have a picture of your loved one you'd love to see on a pendant, I can put that on there, and the holidays are around the corner, so it'd be a good time to do that.
All right. Can you explain your crafting background a little bit? What got you started in crafts?
Sure. I started out making these clothesline bowls, is what I call them. They're made out of clothesline and wrapped with material. And I have an online shop called Etsy. If anyone loves handmade stuff, you'll love Etsy.com.
How do you spell that?
E-T-S-Y. And mine, of course, is rondicreations.etsy.com. And so I was selling those and wasn't huge sellers, but I kept seeing these little glass tile pendants, and I thought they were awfully cute, so I started making those, and those took off a lot better, so I love making them.
All right, and then your husband surprised you with this shop, you said. Can you explain a little bit about that story, if you don't mind?
Sure. I came home from the Pella Tulip time, and he asked me if he could give me an early Mother's Day present, and I'm like, sure, you can. And he put a key in my hand, and I said, what is this for? And he said, it's a key to your new shop. So I was like, seriously? So I was very excited and nervous at the same time, and knew I had a big undertaking to get it ready, but here we are.
We're right next to Hong Kong, between Hong Kong and Tasso's, right next to Hong Kong here. And do you know what used to be here before, and how much work did you have to put in to remodel it? Because it looks very nice now, and it's nice and spacious and black walls, and it's very kind of colorful. Things pop out all around us as we look around. But what kind of work did you have to put into this?
Well, it was the nail salon before here, and the walls were just white. And so if anyone knows me, I'm all about color and creativity, and I don't fit inside that little box. So we have painted everything that isn't nailed down. The walls are a chocolate brown, and then we've gotten vintage furniture that we've painted bright orange, bright green, purple, and just all kinds of color. So it's a color wonderland in here. And I love owls. So owls is kind of the secondary theme in here.
So what's the most nerve-wracking part to you right now as a new business owner?
Just the unknown. I just want to make sure I do everything right. And I don't think there's really a right or wrong. I'm learning moments. Every moment I'm like, oh, I need to do this differently. And so I'm just going to kind of wing it and see how it goes, and put my customer first, and we'll go from there.
All right, and you said you do glass pendants a lot. What else can people look forward to when they're coming in here?
Just a variety of everything. On my pendants, I have every variety imaginable. Like on my pendants, I have peace signs, animals, dogs, the Marion County, the Animal Rescue League. I try and think of who is in our community that I can make a pendant for. I'm making some for firefighters, EMS workers. I know racing is coming up, so I have these flattened bottle caps that I've painted black, and then each racer, I've put their own name in there, like Team Lasoski and his car number. So anyone that wants to represent their driver, come on in and we'll get you a pendant that you can represent your team.
Excellent. That sounds awesome. Actually, that's really exciting. Is there anything else you wanted to add? Or
just everyone, please feel welcome to come in and check it out. And if there's anything I can do, you know, to make for you, I will make it.
And what kind of hours do you have here?
I'm off Sunday, Monday, and then Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 6. And then Saturday, I'm going to do from 8 to 4.
All right. So there's plenty of opportunity to come in here and check out the place. Once again, this is Rondi Creations. Yes. Rhonda White, the new owner here and the new business here in the Knoxville Town Square. Come on in, check it out. Yeah. Actually, I have someone walking in right now. So
the Rondi name, if anyone's like, why in the heck Rondi? My husband calls me Rondi, so he started that. So we just went with that name.
All right, and that's Rhonda White, our guest today on Let's Talk Knoxville. Be sure to stop in at Rondi Creations right here next to Hong Kong. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Let's Talk Pella is up next.